give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. Through God we shall do valiantly, for he it is that shall tread down our enemies.
Folks, we're watching one giant victory after another. Maricopa, we're going to show you that. Of course, President Trump yesterday, many probably already know how that played out. Amazing, the Supreme Court win, 9-0. How many of you guys enjoying the meltdown of the enemy, too? We're going to show you those. I want to share something about the upcoming eclipse that is going through a city name, several city names by the name of Nineveh at the end of this video. You want to don't want to miss that. Interesting, the April 8th one that's coming. You don't want to also miss San Diego on the docket against U.S. citizens. Yeah, they're going to kick them out and put the illegals in, and that's making waves, waking up more people. We just need to keep praying. A lot going on.
Until your wife and children, I'll be sailing with you. It's going to rain.
Better get on board. It's going to rain. That's the Isaacs. That's an amazing group. They sing all types of music from all different genres. We're going to have a blast with them August 11th through the 18th at Sea with LT. That's right. You're going to enjoy a great time. We're going to go to Alaska together, folks. You're going to be with And We Know family. That means all the folks that watch this show, that enjoy it, that woke up at some time period in their life, they're going to be together. And we're going to be answering questions from the audience. And also, I'll be sharing how I do all of my videos and answering questions that I don't normally share on the videos. So you don't want to miss that. It's going to be a great time. Biblical teaching, too. I'll be doing a lot of that. So looking forward to having you August 11th through the 18th. Go to andweknow.com and check it out. Folks, big wins, of course, Supreme Court rules. Trump cannot be kicked off of the ballot. The Supreme Court overturned a Colorado court ruling that Donald Trump was ineligible to run for office again because of his actions leading up to the January 6th attack on the Capitol. And the attack, of course, we know was done by the three-letter agencies and many more who were involved. And hopefully someday we'll see the real people who play role and acted. Hopefully they'll be put away for treason. This is making waves. Many were excited about this. All the winning so far, Santa Surfing showed us. SCOTUS, of course, that ruling. Texas federal court ruled that Texas law enforcement can arrest and jail illegal immigrants crossing the border. Gold's up over $2,117. That was midday yesterday. Tricky Nikki is canceling all advertisements for 2024 election. What's going on there? Pakistan joins the BRICS. Oh, yeah. More financial stuff. And LGBTQ, all those letters, is officially banned in Russia and labeled as an extremist movement, punishable by up to 12 years in prison. That'd be nice to see that make its way around all different places as we've been affected in so many ways. So wanted to show you a meltdown here from MSNBC.
My larger reaction is disappointment. I do believe that states should be able under our Constitution to bar oath-breaking insurrectionists. And ultimately, this decision leaves open the door for Congress to act to pass authorizing legislation But we know that Congress is a nearly non-functioning body. So ultimately, it will be up to the American voters to save our democracy in November.
Oh, that's great. It'll be up to the voters if they even allow the voters to vote, because we know that they're doing all they can to bring the illegal voting into the United States of America. That's right. Here's one from Mayorkas, just letting folks know what they're doing.
The right to vote is still under attack. And that is why the Justice Department is fighting back. That is why one of the first things I did when I came into office was to double the size of the voting section of the Civil Rights Division. That is why we are challenging efforts by states and jurisdictions to implement discriminatory, burdensome, and unnecessary restrictions on access to the ballot, including those related to mail-in voting, the use of drop boxes, and voter ID requirements. That is why we are working to block the adoption of discriminatory redistricting plans that dilute the vote of black voters and other voters of color.
Of course, that does all make-believe and shrouded with all types of information that they don't really want us to know about, which is basically you don't have to show an ID card to vote. And they're claiming that it's because it's an attack on the community of minorities, which is total fabrication, and we know it. Keith Olbermann, of course, had his meltdown. So remember back in 2016, he said, so President Trump, you're saying you'll violate the Constitution and attempt to interfere with the Supreme Court? So you didn't like it when it seemed like President Trump was going against the Supreme Court. But yet, what happens in 2024? Well, the Supreme Court has betrayed democracy, says Keith Olbermann. Its members, including Jackson, Kagan, and Sotomayor, have proved themselves inept at reading comprehension. And collectively, the court has shown itself to be corrupt and illegitimate. It must be dissolved. So only if it goes his way will he agree. When it doesn't go his way, he then calls them all kinds of names and then wants them to go away. Kind of shows you how things work, right? Very interesting. So part of the speech that President Trump gave yesterday, I put the full speech in the description box below the video. We'll play a couple of clips from that.
It was a very important decision. We're very well crafted, and I think it will go a long way toward bringing our country together, which our country needs. And they worked long, they worked hard, and frankly, they worked very quickly on something that will be spoken about 100 years from now and 200 years from now. Extremely important. Essentially, you cannot take somebody out of a race because an opponent would like to have it that way.
And interesting. Let's see another clip.
President Biden, number one, stop weaponization. Fight your fight yourself. Don't use prosecutors and judges to go after your opponent, to try and damage your opponent so you can win an election. Our country is much bigger than that.
Yes. How about lecturing Biden? But basically, lecturing the left. So I thought it was really good. I saw this shipwreck at Shipwreck Show on the X. She actually follows me. Way, thank you so much. She's actually amazing. I love watching her updates. And she said something today that I've mentioned before, but I think it needs repeating. We are learning so much. Right? What did I say back in 2016? Did anybody really pay attention to what governors actually do? Anybody know how important it was, the roles that we play in going to our, I don't know, school meetings or our town hall meetings? I mean, just blew it off. Thought, you know, why do I need to pay attention to those? They didn't advertise them or anything really that much. Maybe the school ones they did. And I spent a lot of my time behind closed doors in a church setting. Now, I'm not knocking the churches. What I'm saying is after our prayer services or after studying or doing evangelism explosion, whatever, I should have been going to the town hall meetings after praying or before praying. Go to these meetings, then go to the church. But what I didn't, I spent a lot of time there, which isn't a bad thing. But then again, why not add to and be a light and the darkness that's out there in the world. So we are learning an awful lot. I want to play this clip because I think it's excellent.
It is official. The Supreme Court has decided about an hour ago that Trump cannot be removed from the ballots at the helm of the state. The U.S. Supreme Court sided unanimously with former President Trump in his challenge to the state of Colorado's attempt to kick him off the 2024 primary ballot. And they were doing this in, they were trying to use the insurrection clause. Nine justices ruled in favor of Trump in the case, which will impact the status of efforts in several other states to remove the likely GOP nominee from his respective ballot. Now, this decision is also going to have an impact on the states that still have pending court docs to remove him off their ballot. And I want to say that's Maryland and Illinois. Now, I didn't cover a lot of the ballot arguments that were going on when it came to whether Trump should be on the ballot or should not be on the ballot when it comes to the states. And the reason that I didn't cover it is because I thought a lot of it was theater. A lot of it was grandstanding. Over the weekend, we were at a basketball tournament and a friend that follows me, he'd asked, you know, hey, how are things going? You got a lot of content going on, a lot of things going on out there. And I just kind of laughed and I said, yeah, there's a lot to talk about. But we got into the discussion about how I like doing this because I've learned a lot. Kind of marinated over that because I have learned a lot. I had no idea how a Speaker of the House was voted in to be Speaker of the House. I had no idea that a Speaker of the House could be removed. I had no idea really how much power a Speaker of the House had. I had no idea that states had to get together and individually decide to keep a presidential candidate off the ballot and that that wasn't a federal decision. I had to deep dive into the 25th Amendment because they were talking about how they were going to remove Joe Biden on the 25th Amendment and how that kind of worked and who needed to remove him and how to get that ball rolling and then who took power if that should happen. Then the line of succession as to who would be in power afterwards. I had to learn about how long it took you to get your paperwork in if you wanted to run for president of the United States, and that is actually determined by the states, and I had no idea that that was a thing. I've learned so much about the way that our government works just in the last couple years, in large part thanks to the drama that surrounds Trump, that I have come to the conclusion that that is what a lot of this is about. Because you cannot beat the system if you don't have at least a basic understanding of how the system works. And I could stand here with my whole chest and tell you that I had no idea. I had no idea. No idea how important some of these congressional seats were. In the same breath, I had no idea how stupid some of these committees were. These hearings that they do. I had no idea that we were giving money by the millions and hundreds and billions of thousands of dollars every year to other countries to help with their security. I had no idea that that was happening. Not to the extent that it was. And I think that's the point of a lot of this, specifically with the Trump. You to do the research to educate yourself on how the system works. Because once you understand how it works, it becomes a lot easier to try and take it down. When we learned about propaganda, once you understood how propaganda works and the targets that they were looking to hit, you can't unsee it and you're not afraid of it anymore.
How about that? Isn't that excellent? Just placed so perfectly. Wow. Just love that when you realize more and more how much we have learned thanks to all the drama surrounding President Trump. Man, it's just been absolutely amazing. And so I wanted to share something real quick with you before we keep going. The LTPetClub247.com. Remember we had the interview and they were sharing about the mushrooms and just how amazing these mushrooms have been to everyone. And I just encourage you to check it out. I mean, many have been sharing their stories. And so they sent me one I wanted to share with you now. I have struggled with ulcerative colitis since I was 19 years old. I'm 67 years old today. After doing a lot of research, I learned that UC is caused by an overactive immune system and they have no other traditional cure. Then a friend introduced me to the immune supporting supplement called Enforce. Well, Enforce is part of LTPetClub247.com. I started taking it right away. Three capsules, 1350 milligrams, three times a day. Within 3 days, I stopped bleeding. I slowly migrated down to one capsule three times a day, and now I just take two capsules a day anytime I remember, usually at bedtime, sometimes just before lunch. Anyway, the only time I have ever had a flare-up since that day is for some reason outside my control. The product had been unavailable for a short time. Think COVID. Now I have at least a case of enforcing stock at all times. Super grateful to the founders for starting this company and bringing this product to market. I haven't caught a cold or flu since I started taking it. I just don't get sick anymore. Tell everybody is that Coriolis versicolor, excuse me, is not a miracle supplement, but it is absolutely amazing. LTPetClub247.com, folks, I encourage you to check it out in the description box below today. Pretty cool. So back to this one. The Dems were unsuccessful in removing Trump from the ballot with their weaponized lawfare. This comes from BioClandestine. Not only did they fail, they overplayed their hand and justified their future reckoning. Now, when Trump reclaims office, the precedent has been established that it's okay to weaponize the justice system against political opponents. Now Trump has the optics, the public support, the political ammunition, and the precedent needed to prosecute high-profile actors. The situation is prime for him to drain the swamp. The public are also significantly more awake than they were in his first term. We have been getting hit with a ceaseless barrage of red pills throughout Biden's tenure. And with the rise of independent journalism on X, we have the platform and reach to disseminate truth and circumvent the corrupt mainstream media. The avenue for justice exists. Will it happen? Of course, we will have to wait and see. But there are some stars aligning here. Yes, there are. Let's see, where other stars are we seeing as part of the wake-up? Oh, here's one for support for Trump. You ready? On Fox.
I got a lot of friends that are African-American that are voting for Trump. They voted for him the first year, too, actually. A lot of my friends, they feel like they didn't get much from Biden. They didn't get a lot of help. But then they felt like Trump was in the office.
How about that? Black voters abandoned Democrat Party en masse. Guy says, I've got a lot of friends that are African-American that are voting for Trump. And so you think that they're probably waking up. Well, even old Whoopi even leaves the Lib co-hosts on The View stunned live on air after suggesting Biden should throw every Republican in jail. I think she's going to just fall apart.
Well, the Supreme Court won't hear oral arguments until the end of April. Now, let's look at a scenario where the Supreme Court says, yes, he has that. He has all those rights. He is immune from everything. Yeah. You know what Joe Biden could do since he is presently president?
What?
Whoa. He could throw every Republican in jail.
Yeah.
I mean, he could. I mean, no. This is not
because
a good thing. He could do anything.
Yeah.
He could dismiss everybody's debt.
Yeah.
You know, there's a whole bunch of great stuff that could happen, but let's really look at what this means.
Yeah.
So they're basically kicking the can down the road, though. They're not taking up this case immediately.
Right.
So what's their motivation then? If we all know that they can't do what you just said because of the extreme power that a president would have, what is their motivation for not doing it right away?
Well, unfortunately, some people are saying the motivation is that there are certain conservative justices that have been appointed by Trump that want to help him. And because we know the end result is if this case is not resolved by the time of the election and he, God forbid, becomes the president of the United States,
poo-poo.
The Justice Department policy is that you cannot indict nor put on trial a sitting president, right? And so it's his get out of jail.
He could throw him in jail.
But it's his get-out-of-jail-free card.
No, I'm saying Biden could throw. Yeah, see, this is a slippery slope, because if they give him this immunity.
What's good for the goose is they're
listening to these arguments in April. The end of their term is in June, right? They return again, I believe, in October. The Bush v. Gore case happened real quick. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that?
Here we go, the witchcraft on The View. They just can't stop, can they? They're losing their minds. I don't even know how they can have a show anymore.
His challenge to the state of Colorado is
blowing my mind. Let's see. Some other things are really interesting when it comes to cases. Do you guys know Maricopa County Board of Supervisors vacated their seats recently? Yeah, after being served as de facto government officials with no signed oath of office. I remember Todd Callender was talking about that, and he went through the paperwork showing these guys never took oath of office. What are they doing pretending to be in power? Watch this.
Humble ourselves and resolve to rightfully.
Can you see that?
Everyone's right.
Yeah.
The context of this meeting and the meeting rules must follow accordingly.
So this was yesterday.
This meeting belongs to both of us, on both sides of the DS.
Whisper, whisper, whisper.
So with all of those things in mind, Marbury versus Madison, Arizona Constitution, Article 2, Section 1, Arizona Constitution, Article 2. reinstating the public meeting. Giving notice, please, to correct this action and give us our time.
Yes.
I'd like to call on our county attorney to talk to us a little bit about the open meeting law rules.
Marbury versus Madison overrides any of your decorum or your made-up rules.
This meeting is now adjourned.
Sellers running for the hills.
Take over, people. Go ahead.
We the people will have answers.
You are being served. You are being served. You are being served. You are being served. You are being served.
You will go to the other side of this board.
You are being served.
We will vote in new officials.
It shouldn't be like this. It's only like this.
You are treasonous.
It's only like this because of you guys, because you're corrupt. It shouldn't be like this.
William.
Do your job.
Sovereigns are ready to go ahead and hold meetings. Since they have vacated, we are ready to go ahead and sign in volunteers.
Out of necessity
for the Republic of Arizona, it is our job.
You
are now committing an act of treason. This is my right to free speech, sir.
They're out. You've done your job. Second them.
Getting hot and heavy. We're learning. We're growing. Learning our rights. People are getting together. One of the fears that happens when the deep state and the enemy is when we all join together, they go into panic mode. They're trying to split us up. It's not working. So again, let's go back to the Supreme Court deal and how the media reports. USA Today, Supreme Court sides with Trump, affirming each president gets one free insurrection. Oh, let's see. Where was I when I found out yesterday? Oh, I was on the treadmill and Fox News. I was changing channels while I was walking, and Fox News has the SCOTUS victory, right? Then I changed to CNN real quick to see what they say. They say Supreme Court decision, not victory, right? Just kind of showing how they play mind games with just the words alone. So you go to the Washington Compost. The institutions of government aren't going to protect democracy. It's always that the word democracy. It's what they use for everything, right? It used to be, remember back in the day, it used to be global warming. Now it's called climate change because they realize, oh, shoot, we're getting cold days and hot days. We'll just lump it into one so we can keep stealing everybody's money around the earth and use it for our games that we play on the people. Let's see, Slate. The Supreme Court's a unanimous Trump ballot ruling is actually a 5-4 disaster. Newsweek. Supreme Court's ballot ruling wasn't a home run for Donald Trump. Is that right? Maybe it was a grand slam. Trump hails Supreme Court ballot ruling in unhinged Mar-a-Lago speech about ISIS, Hillary Clinton, and migrants. Oh, no, he keeps going after us. He keeps proving that we're a bunch of liars, says Independent. And Vox, of course, says the Supreme Court just crushed any hope that Trump could be removed from the ballot. That would be good news. Let's see what CBS has to say.
This is just exactly what happened after the Civil War, during the initial period of Reconstruction, when this provision of the Constitution was being actively enforced. It did keep insurrectionists out of power at state, local office, and federal office. But then the voices like those of Justice Barrett pushed for what they called at the time reconciliation, and they allowed ex-Confederates to run for office again, and many of the leadership of the Confederacy then returned to power, and that's what gave rise to Jim Crow and an era of white supremacist terror, unfortunately, starting in the late 19th century. So this is a familiar theme that we've heard before, but the lesson of Section 3 and the people who wrote it after the Civil War is that we learned a bloody lesson, which is that those who violated their oath to the Constitution once before will do it again, and even worse if they're allowed back into power. Unfortunately, the U.S. Supreme Court has made it much harder to enforce that provision of the Constitution today, but it remains a bedrock principle, and we can expect that if Donald Trump comes anywhere near the presidency, we're going to see a repeat of January 6th or far worse.
Donald J. Trump is now President of the United States. President Obama is the ex-president.
Let's see, what else do we have? We have some humor from Terrence Williams. Can't touch this after the win. There he goes. Yeah, MAGA, make America great again. Woo, can't touch this. Yeah, can't touch this. Terrence Williams in the house. Outstanding. Let's see. Any more crying out there? Oh, these guys, they have a plan to still remove Trump from the ballot. The Dems, they just can't stop.
I am working with a number of my colleagues, including Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Eric Swalwell, to revive legislation that we had to set up a process by which we could determine that someone who committed insurrection is disqualified by Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. And the House of Representatives already impeached Donald Trump for participating in insurrection by inciting it. So the House has already pronounced upon that. And
let's see. They continue to go after him. Trump's presidential immunity case will be heard by the Supreme Court of the United States in April, says MJ Truth. Trump has been saying over and over again that the president should have absolute immunity. And I think he's saying that for a reason. The entire point of this immunity case is to see if a sitting president is criminally immune from arrest or prosecution for their crimes. Has Trump committed any crimes? How are all these his current indictments going? Not so well, as they're falling apart one by one. I think this immunity case is not about him. It's about Bush, Obama, and Clinton. I can't help but think that Trump and the Supreme Court of the United States, they're closing up the absolute immunity loopholes, not 100% clear in the Constitution, to go after Obama, Clinton, and Bush. So when the Supreme Court rules sitting presidents do not have absolute immunity, just some immunity, don't be surprised when the mainstream media celebrates this and tries to frame it as Trump's in trouble. As Trump says, they've opened Pandora's box. I caught the swamp. We have it all. They've broken the veil. Now I'm allowed to do what has to be done. We found out things they don't want us to know. Obama and others could be prosecuted. Kind of feels like he's taken all of these slings and arrows for our country to set the precedent for the biggest boomerang in history. Don't you think? Huh. Also breaking huge news, federal appeals court member allows Texas immigration law to take effect. Law enforcement officers in Texas are now authorized to arrest and jail any illegal immigrants crossing the border. I think I said that earlier, but it's worth repeating. Also worth repeating is andweknow.com, folks. That's where we're at. Truth, hope, faith, and freedom. You can find our videos, discover more about us and what we're all about here. Watch us on Rumble, Twitter, or X, and all our other social media sites by going to andweknow.com. You can find all of our news also on thepatriotlight.com. It's basically a hub that we created for you, with home, politics, world news, markets, faith, social news, and resources, all for you. Worked real hard, got that put together, and hope you guys jump on board with that. Also, you can go shopping at shop.andweknow.com. Get your sweatshirts and hoodies, your accessories, your hats, your tees and tanks, and more. And when you wear this gear, you never know who you're going to run into. It'll be absolutely amazing. You'll meet new friends and be able to do things that you've never thought before. And so a little bit later, I'm going to play a clip. As you're looking here on our shop.andweknow.com, you'll notice that we have Deanna here, who happened to be giving a speech, and she ran into some fans wearing the gear. And I'm going to play a clip from her standing there talking about her stolen ballot. So I want you to see that here. After this, with more patriots wearing our gear.
I
I lined up outside the building around 1:30 p.m. I have Snapchat footage to prove it. Proceeded to cast my vote, and then I concluded by taking a selfie at the I Voted selfie station at 2:18 p.m. When I walked in, I checked in with a female senior citizen aged election judge. I thanked her for her service as a judge and told her I had been one in the 2016 general election. I brought my driver's license with me just in case and some pieces of mail, including my paychecks, from my Mount Prospect address, just to make sure I was in fact registered in Mount Prospect, because earlier that spring I had voted in the primary in Old Town, where I was residing at the time. I voted multiple times in Mount Prospect in the past when I lived there in my 20s. I even grew up there. But this was the first time I did early voting with a NAT zip code, so I made sure to come prepared. After I checked in, I proceeded to sit down at an empty computer and began to fill out my ballot. The first irregularity that there was a short, thin man of Indian and Middle Eastern descent walking around and looking over everyone's shoulder. I assumed he was an election judge or poll worker, or a poll watcher, and since he didn't talk to me directly, I just did my best to ignore him and fill out my computerized ballot as quickly and as efficiently as possible. What was also sketchy was that the computers were set up in cubicles in the middle of the room with no privacy, except from the person sitting directly next to me at their computer. Anyone walking by could see the bright screen and the large text on the monitor over my shoulder. I was sitting down. When I was finished, I printed my ballot out. I was shocked that it was literally a thin piece of paper like this, just like the kind of paper that comes out of my printer at home. And it was printed on both sides. I proceeded to the tabulator where a man stood watch. I will never forget him. He was a Caucasian man, thick, dark, messy brown hair, taller than me, with a giant belly. And even though he was wearing his COVID mask, I will never forget his glare. He literally had the look of a soy boy fact checker. Like, I could identify him if he were to show me a picture of him today. He also was not wearing a name tag. And if he was, I definitely could not see it. This stood out to me because when I was an election judge in 2016, I had to wear a name tag with my name and party affiliation. Anyway, I shielded my ballot and proceeded to ask the man if it mattered which direction I inserted the ballot into the tabulator. I said, this way or this way. I had my vote for Donald J. Trump pointed down. When he responded that it didn't matter which direction I inserted it, I flipped it right side up with the vote showing and started to put it in the tabulator. Immediately, the man said, hold on, grab my ballot, and then wrote a tiny little mark on the corner, top corner of my ballot with a Sharpie. I was shocked. Then he handed it back to me and said, okay, now you can. I still cast my vote anyway and proceeded to go get my I Voted sticker, which they were out of because they had so many early voters. So imagine how many people this happened to. So I settled for a selfie at the I Voted selfie station on my way out. Then I promptly posted my photo on social media to show my pride in performing my civic duty. However, for a couple of weeks after, things didn't sit right with me. Like I said earlier, I had been an election judge in 2016, and I vividly remember in my election judge training course, the instructor telling us that under no circumstances do you touch someone's ballot after they fill it out. Another judge in training asked about disabled people, and the teacher said that the only time an election judge can touch a filled out ballot is if they assist the voter with putting it in the tabulator, not to take it from them and do it themselves. She used the example of a little old lady struggling and shaking at the tabulator, and what would happen was the lady would hold one piece, and then the other person, the judge, would hold it this way, and together they would insert it. That's how I was instructed at judge's training. Anyway, when I finally made a Facebook post declaring my discovery that my vote was stolen, my friends asked me why I didn't say anything the moment it happened. I genuinely chalked these irregularities off as being new COVID protocols, or maybe that because it was early voting that the protocols were different. I had only early voted once before in my life, back in 2016 in a loop, so I could work as an election judge on election day. However, looking back, I do recall the early voting process downtown being completely different in 2016 than what I experienced in Mount Prospect at City Hall in 2020. Early voting was more traditional in the loop with more privacy. I voted standing up with my back against the wall where no one could walk behind me to see what I was doing.
So we're going to have more of this from Deanna in the next video. So I just wanted to make sure you know part one there. And part two will be coming up on the next video. So you'll understand that there are more folks out there fighting this last election. Just absolutely amazing how this is all playing out. And more folks are in the fight. So I want you to be aware of that. And she's doing a great job. And we want to move forward to this here. When Biden happened to say something that was very, very interesting about direct energy weapons.
If you fly over these areas that are burned to the ground, you'll see in the midst of 20 homes that are just totally destroyed, one home sitting there because it had the right roof on it. And anyway.
So one room house was standing because it had the right roof on it. Basically affirming what we've been saying, if you have a blue roof, your house isn't going to get touched by these direct energy weapons. And then watch Trump's body language when he says it's a military operation. This is like a war. It's a military operation.
They have just been incredible. What the operation that they showed me is nothing less than incredible. And I'll say this, it's a military operation. I mean, we have a this is like a war. It's a military operation. So we had remained in Mexico. Remember that?
So
this is a war. Okay. And then here's an audio clip played by Scotty.
It's just the Twitter has a lot of people's attention. And it tends to be the people that are that read a lot or are interested in current events generally are pretty influential. So
it's a military operation. Okay. In a short period of time, they're going to have it all covered. It's a war. That's what we're in. Pause vibes. Remember, he kept saying we're in a pause. And then when we head to November 5th, 2017, in the beginning of all of these things that we were told from the Intel board, one of the first ones, of course, is 10 days darkness. Everybody keeps trying to figure that one out. But here we have military operations, operators in the United States. Godfather 3, Snow White, The Great Awakening. Huh. The last black and white post Dan dropped had the exact same timestamp. We are under attack war. No deals. Okay, 10:05 Nashville timestamp. That's 10:05, which says we are under attack war. No deals. Buckle up, buttercups, because March Madness is probably here. Public will know soon. We know all of this is playing out. Even when Elon dropped an updated Delta at 359, SpaceX just achieved peak download speed of 17 megabytes second from satellite direct to unmodified Samsung Android phone. Interesting. All of these things are waking people up left and right. The boss never loses. And then listen to this clip here. Here we go.
We've just received these documents that Trudeau has been covering up for years. Documents related to a massive security breach at the Trudeau government's most sensitive laboratory, where the most dangerous viruses and pathogens are studied and handled. We have learned that the Trudeau government's head of pathogens was collaborating with members of Beijing's People's Liberation Army, who are responsible for bioweapons and bioterrorism. We know now that a People's Liberation Army official was able to gain personal access, walk in the door, look at computers, and has access to all of our most important virological secrets. Let me, if you think any of this is hyperbole, read the report yourself.
Jim Brewer. He said, I felt we're at war 100%. Here we go.
At mayors? Despicable. Disgusting. They're not human. They're disgusting. And they should be held accountable. All of them. Every single last one of them. Every mayor, every governor that shamed you, terrorized you, tore your family apart, made you lose your job, divided everybody. That was the most disgusting display of humanity. And these are the people that are controlling my life and your life, that they're taking my money from and doing whatever they want with it. I don't have a choice where my taxes go. That time, that's how I saw it. I saw it as a complete takeover. And in my own house, you know, these kids are all indoctrinated. So the kids are like, Dad's crazy. Hey, man, your father's putting up. And I saw what they were going through. I had nieces. You know, I had my daughter come up to me, and a niece that I love said, Dad, is everything cool? Because everyone thinks you're, you know, you're making wacky videos. I felt we're at war. 100%. This is war, however you want to describe it. It's a war on your common sense. It's a war on the control of your life. It's the war on your spirituality. It's the war of your conscience and your mind. And it's not a game. It's real. Unfortunately, humanity doesn't believe that evil exists. And boy, does it exist.
It does.
And you'd be horrified when you realize where they're all located. And I'm not sure some people can handle that. But I think the ones that can are very ready. Very ready. They're done.
Jim Brewer. Telling how it is. We've been talking about this for years now. We're in a war. No time for rest. Continue to battle forward with information to get it to the public, to show them exactly how this is playing out. We're waking up every single day. Another wake-up call happened in San Diego. As you listen to this clip, pay close attention to the emotion. It'll break up sometimes, but you'll hear how she is so frustrated. She experienced a flood in her area, so they had to move to a hotel, and now they're telling those folks in the hotel they're going to have to move for the illegal immigrants to go in. How sick.
I came because I just found out that March 11th, residents please, from the flood victim will be kicked out. So I wanted to let you go.
Can you please state your name? I didn't call your name yet.
I know you didn't, but I'm still going to speak because on March 11th, flood resident victims will be kicked out. The county, as you all talked Tasha. About immigrant.
Tasha.
You need to also understand that you guys need to talk about people that voted for you.
Tasha.
You are going to make people homeless because they were in a flood victim. Because they were in a flood that was man-made. And I don't care if you turn it off.
No, it's okay.
I have been very kind.
I understand, but I want you to know that this is
very
a priority.
Nice and I have waited. These people have waited for you to stand up for them.
We have.
You have not. If you are going to put them out of a hotel.
We're
going to. March 11th is their exit date.
We are going
FEMA
to make sure.
Is not coming. The county is not talking to FEMA. Their exit
yes.
date, and they found out today. They found out today there will be no extension. They found out today
it's okay.
that the county is leaving the hotel. They found
Tasha.
Out today.
We're going to follow up to make sure that doesn't
this
occur.
Like you all is in high school.
No.
Y'all put plans together like high schoolers. People voted for you. You got college degrees. You acted like you went to high school. Stop.
She said, if you didn't hear her, you guys have college degrees. You're acting like you're in high school.
Acting like you are not working together. You sit here and talk about God.
You talked about equality.
You sit up here and talk about how you don't want people put out on your streets. You about to put the people that voted for you out on the streets.
You talk about how people are in the streets, how you care about them, but you're about to kick us out.
You won't work with the city, the county. The city won't work with the county. The county won't work with
Tasha.
The
Tasha.
All of y'all can go to hell. Shame on you.
Tasha,
shame on you,
Tasha, we're going to have to...
And you started on February 10th, it ends March 10th.
We're going to...
And we need to tell the people.
We're following up.
The people who supported all of you.
Tasha, we're...
We're supporting all of you. How could they vote you in? You see the wake-up calls? This is so sickening, and I'd like to get the truth behind what's really going on there. But I'll tell you what, the frustration is mounting. Folks are getting very upset. And I am telling you that we need to keep up with all of this, and we need to attend these meetings and be a part of all of this and find out how we can help those that are around us that are experiencing these things, like being kicked out of a hotel when they were placed there because of what she called a man-made flood. She's even getting information that the flood that was done was actually done by men, not natural. Well, here's something to help you out too. Well, stress may be why you can't lose weight. If you have moderate to high stress, a doctor-formulated weight loss supplement called Lean could be your solution. Chronic stress wreaks havoc on blood sugar, which can cause your body to store excess fat. Stress can also slow your metabolism, which fuels weight gain, and you know all about stress eating and sugar cravings. Now, the good news, the studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to help maintain healthy blood sugar levels, help optimize metabolism, and keep your appetite under control. If your life is a bit stressful and you want to lose weight, add Lean to your healthy diet and exercise lifestyle. Get 15% off and free shipping at TakeLean.com and enter LT15. That's promo code LT15 at TakeLean.com, TakeLean.com. Statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and is not substitute or alternative for care from a healthcare provider.
Close the borders now. This is not sustainable for our country. It's not sustainable for our cities. Our country is under siege. This is a violent thing that you've done, and many people are dying. Many, many people are dying. They die on the trip up, they die going through the border, and they die in our country. But many of the people coming up are from prisons and jails, from mental institutions and insane asylums. Many are terrorists.
Yep. Close the borders. It's having a huge effect on all of us, especially even in financial world. We talked about the price of gold going up and more. I tell you, Dr. Elliott shared his story. If you guys missed it on Sunday a couple days ago, we talked about his life story. God's economy is not man's economy, and do not live in fear. And I wanted to let you know that you can go to amwino.com/gold in the description box below and reach out to him, and he'll answer your questions for you. We had a great discussion. Here's a clip from that.
Because when you invest in anything, I don't care if it's a stock, bond, mutual fund, gold, silver, real estate, anything, whatever your investments are, unless you're outpacing inflation, you're falling behind, right? So when they artificially lower inflation since Clinton in 1996 changed the way that they measure inflation for political reasons, well, they say that inflation's like at 3.8%. No, it's not. Unofficially, inflation's more at like 15% right now. Right? Because when you take away all of the 1996 changes that they made, you know, we look back to the early 80s when Reagan became president, inflation was 14.3%. How did they slow that down? They jacked up interest rates to 18%. So the only way interest rates can slow down inflation is if interest rates are greater than inflation.
So amazing how his knowledge is just out there. It's, every time we talk, I'm just learning more and more. But we were able to get to, because it's been a year since we had our first conversation. I asked him how he ended up where he's at, and it was just an amazing, amazing journey there. You don't want to miss it, folks, and talking about our money. So, and your money, when we talk about it, where are you spending it? We've shared about these woke companies before, but you guys know that Doritos just picked Samantha Hudson as their brand ambassador. That's a guy in Spain. Admitted to being a pedophile, identifies as a non-binary trans girl, openly mocked victims of child rape, an advocate for annihilating, completely destroying, and abolishing the traditional family. So I happened to find a clip on from End Wokeness to see this strange thing. Here we go. I advocate for the abolition of, destroy and annihilate the traditional monogamous family. Not that I'm going to beat up the parents. Enough of having a standardized canon. Yeah. destroy and annihilate the traditional family. Not that I'm going to beat up my parents. Brand ambassador for Doritos. Now, MJ Truth remind us why you shouldn't be eating Doritos anyway. Doritos have GMO ingredients, such as the first ingredient corn. GMOs used to make Doritos are considered to be carcinogen that has been linked to breast cancer, autism, gluten allergies, diabetes, inflammation, and disorders affecting the digestive and reproductive system. It's made with a slew of commercially processed hydrogenated oils. This can lead to an increase of free radicals in the body. They're also genetically modified and loaded with trans fats, which can cause inflammation, compromised immunity, increased circulation of bad estrogen, and lack of nutrients. It's made with dyes including yellow dye 5, yellow dye 6, and red dye 40. Long-term side effects, ADHD, ADD, especially in children. Eating Doritos can cause inflammation. Doritos' delicious flavor, right? Comes from monosodium glutamate, MSG, salt, and sugar, which can cause harm to your body if overconsumed. And with Doritos, that's very easy to do. Doritos is just not worth it, folks. It's one of the brands of PepsiCo. So anyway, heading into disease and all those things that can happen to you. You guys remember February 28th, The Atlantic said, why are we still fluifying COVID? The diseases are nowhere near the same. That was February 28th, 2024. And then March 1st, it's official. We can pretty much treat COVID like the flu now. Here's a guide. That's how stupid these articles are. They just don't make sense. Concerned Citizen showed us somebody at the age of 58 bragging about getting their Bill Gates 5G microchip implanted today. That was put on social media for everybody to see. Got to go back in 3 weeks to have it activated. I wonder what superpowers all it'll give me. In all seriousness, it's quick, it's easy, it's free, and it'll help get us back to normal life. That same person passed away. Sad how these folks are so deceived, and we keep hoping to wake up so many more. Part of that wake up, GH17, that's grasshopper, caught this when President Trump said, big win for America. That was posted for everyone to see with a 326 on the end. False flag. POTUS is 100% insulated. Expect fireworks and justice. Also, that relates to number 10, the justice that will happen. Remember, the FBI and the have an open investigation into the CF. That'd be Clinton Foundation. Why did Comey drop this? Who was the FBI director during the Haiti crisis? How many kids disappeared? How much money sent to the Clinton Foundation under disguise of H relief went to H? That'd be Hillary. What countries donated big money to CF and why? How much was owed by accepting? When she lost, how would this be repaid? What did Obama do with cash just prior to leaving office? Repayment to those who donated for favors, access, dig. Again, good people were forced into bed with this evil under personal and family threats. Could you live with yourself helping to cover up such evil, despicable acts if given a safe way out? These people worship Satan. Some openly show it. Some openly show it. The sickening things that are happening, folks, again, I can't remind you enough how it's waking people up. And they're doing all they can on mainstream media to stop President Trump, and it's just not working. Remember, President Trump had some remarks at a recent conservative black movement. And so they wanted to have four black Republicans who were in attendance when President Trump suggested that black Americans can relate to his criminal prosecutions. They were hoping to get some good stuff. Well, it backfired.
We're joined now by four black Republicans who are all in the room. Adul Ali, Operations Director at Frederick Douglass Foundation of North Carolina. Tia Bess, National Director of Engagement for Moms for Liberty. Kevin McGarry, co-founder of Every Black Life Matters. And Sharice Lane, a student at Florida A&M University. Quick show of hands, do you believe his comments were in any way racist?
No hands are showing for those listening.
Nobody. Okay. Adul, what were your thoughts that night when you heard these comments during the event?
It's about time that somebody started telling the truth. I mean, he's only speaking to what some black folks have experienced for a very long time, which is a disastrous justice systems in many cases. And ultimately, we can all see this playing out right in front of our very eyes. I wasn't offended or didn't feel like anything he said was racist in any way.
This is from ABC News Live, Prime.
Former President Trump also made a statement about his mugshot taken as part of his Georgia case. Let's take a listen to that.
And you know who embraced it more than anybody else? The black population. It's incredible. You see black people walking around with my mugshot. You know, they do shirts and they sell them for $19 a piece.
Kevin T, I want to bring you in here. Do you feel that that comment was in any way off color?
Not at all. I mean, you know, the reality is that, you know, we see a president that has been prosecuted and persecuted. And a lot of people in the community, especially in the black community, who have felt that there's multi-tiers of justice are seeing that played out in front of their very eyes. And they're saying, yeah, I can relate to this guy. This guy is going through some things that either myself or my family have gone through. And this is a very relatable moment for a lot of people. So seeing this mugshot as a, you know, a big, you know, to the media and to the political pundits it's a big deal, and it really does resonate within the community.
Tia, want to get your comments there?
Well, no, I agree, especially coming from an education perspective. You know, he didn't say, if you're not black, you're not black if you don't vote for me.
And I kept hoping somebody would bring that up. That is so good. Way to go, Tia. Wow. Remember Biden said, if you're not black, you didn't vote for me.
You know, he was just stating the truth, and that's what sometimes we need to hear. For too long in politics, we've been lied to, and we need to hear the truth and have someone that we can relate to.
Me personally, I don't think that's necessarily relating to blackness, but I do think that a lot of black people have gone through the criminal justice system, and it has been unfair to them, and I think that's what he was saying.
We're joined now by four black. Yeah.
How about that one? That's a goodie. Heading back to this one, I promised you at the end of the video we would talk about this upcoming eclipse on the 8th of April, 2024. There'll be a total solar eclipse over the United States whose path will interact with the first great American eclipse of 8/21/2017, August 21st, 2017, near the city of Carbondale, whose logo is a blatant representation of the meeting of the two eclipses. Carbondale. Carbon has 6 protons, 6 neutrons, and 6 electrons. 666. The eclipses are separated by a span of 6 years, 6 months, and 6 weeks, and 6 days. There's all your sixes again. On the day of the second eclipse, the Society of Jesus, whose emblem is a solar eclipse with the 3 nails of the crucifixion, will be 176606 days since its official founding date. Interesting. Something interesting brought also to our attention is the path of the upcoming solar eclipse will cross over 7 U.S. locations called Nineveh. That would be running across here, if you're looking at your screen. Nineveh, Texas, Nineveh, Missouri, Nineveh, Indiana, Nineveh, Ohio, Nineveh, Pennsylvania, Nineveh, Virginia, Nineveh, New York. The eclipse will also cross over a location named Nineveh in the province of Nova Scotia in Canada. It is interesting to note that a solar eclipse known as the Burr-Sagalli eclipse took place in 15 June 763 BC, passing over the Assyrian capital city of Nineveh in the middle of the reign of Jeroboam II, who ruled Israel from 786 to 746. According to 2 Kings 14:25, the prophet Jonah lived and prophesied in Jeroboam's reign. The biblical scholar Donald Wiseman has speculated that the eclipse took place around when Jonah arrived in Nineveh and urged the people to repent. Matthew 12:38-41 says, "A wicked and adulterous generation asked for a sign." This was Jesus speaking. "But none will be given it except the sign of the prophet Jonah." For as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of a huge fish, so the Son of Man will be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh will stand up at the judgment in this generation and condemn it. They'll stand up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it. For they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and now something greater than Jonah is here. Are you guys experiencing something greater in your life today? Have you spoken to anyone, or any of you had any type of experiences the past 6 years that have just radically changed your mind, got you back in the Word of God, got you back on your knees in prayer and more? Are you experiencing more victory than ever? Are you thinking what I'm thinking, that possibly, quite possibly, these signs are for us to show us that the Babylon system is falling? Evil is all around us, but it seems like it could be falling apart. We have to stay in prayer about it all.
But nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for how you continue to guide and direct our lives. Thank you that even if we catch these signs, that they're wonderful. We hope and pray that we can find the truth in everything that is happening around us. We know that there's protection that is needed over those that are on the front lines of this battle, especially those that are presenting information, those that are out there showing themselves to the public, doing all they can to just constantly provide a wealth of support for all of us so that we can continue to move forward for not only our children, but our children's children and for generations to come. You are under control of all of this, and we just thank you for how you continue to love and guide us with your grace and mercy each and every day. We ask all this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen and amen. Well, folks, thank you so much for your support. Thank you for your prayers. We feel them. We notice them. So encouraging. You guys have been so good to us, and we're just excited that you listened to the interview yesterday also with Dr. Kelly. She's amazing, and we are just thrilled to see so many people getting their lives back to where health should be, right? And so, again, I ask you to hit that follow button or share button and that like button and share, and thank you so much. You guys are absolutely brilliant. We're looking forward to another report here soon. For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with Am We Know, signing out.